Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link, which is in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about something that has been happening with me a lot that I've been kind of annoyed by. Many things about my life, about me, annoy me in a minor way, not a major way, but in a minor way. And basically, the idea is that as I said, I've been trying to be more open to the idea of getting into relationships. I've been talking to a lot more men, trying to remain open to the idea of being open to men. Not in the regards that, you know, I want to do a bunch of one-night stands, because obviously that won't work for me. But I've been thinking about just being more trustworthy, just trusting them and believing in them and kind of saying, yeah, we can be friends, or I can sit here and listen to you, tell your stories. And I'm not going to judge you. Try not to judge you. I'm going to try, as I said, remain open to the idea of it. And so recently I went to a music festival, and music festivals are always so much fun for me, because I go in with the idea or with the intention of dancing like a crazy person. So basically, I dance for, and I'm not even exaggerating right now, 10 to 12 hours a day of those music festivals. So I was there for 3 days. So I basically danced for 10, 12 hours a day. And I slept maybe 2 or 3 hours the whole time. And I drank a lot of chai, delicious chai. I had a lot of food. I made a lot of friends. You know, I just sat around and had conversations and then danced. And in those conversations, you know, a lot of times when I'm dancing, I've said this before, I don't want to talk to people when I'm dancing. I'm dancing and that's dance time. If you want to talk to me, we can talk when I'm actually sitting down to rest for a bit. But that's okay. You know, this time around, I was like, I'm not going to be such a strict person about it. I'm just gonna let it go and I'm gonna sit. If someone's talking to me, that's okay. If I'm dancing, someone's talking to me, that's okay. I'm gonna try and be open to both sides, yeah. And so one time I was sitting there and at a fire because it was cold at night. So I'm sitting at a fire and this person starts talking to me, and this man starts talking to me. And normally I would look at him and I would make all these judgments about who he was. And he was extremely drunk, extremely high. And he, anyways, so I would make some judgments about him and I'd be like, no, I'm not talking to this person. I'm gonna close myself off. But this time around, I was like, no, let's be open. It doesn't mean that you're gonna marry this man. You're just being open to the idea of having a conversation with him. Either way, if it is something that doesn't work out, it can just be a story you tell other people. So I did, you know, I kind of sat there and he spoke and I listened. And he started telling me his story and things like that. And I was like, all right, let me remain open. It's fine. I know he's saying some really foolish things, but he's drunk. He's high. That's okay. Again, you can leave anytime you want. Just try to be a little bit open. Yeah. And so I was. And I actually really admired that in myself. Since I was proud of myself. I was like, all right, good. Very good, Shaka. You did very well. After a while, though, I was like, you know, I think I'm done. It's not worth it sitting at the fire to have a conversation with this person. So I said goodbye and I left. Regretting the fact that I had to leave this beautiful fire that was warm and cozy. He was a good guy, I'm not saying anything about that. But it's just this thing about, we have this thing as INFJs that as soon as we see no purpose to something, we just stop paying attention to it. And unfortunately for us, it's a lot of times where things require a lot more attention and a lot more time before you can kind of garner if this is going to be beneficial to you or not, right? Especially in relationships. We have this thing where we kind of meet someone and instantaneously we have this box that we put them into. We're like, yeah, this person's going to be useful to me in teaching me a lot of things, and they're going to be a good asset to me in my life, and I think they're going to be a good friend or a group, whatever. And then we keep them in our life. Yeah? Otherwise, if we meet someone, we're like, nope, this guy's or this person. I shouldn't generalize. This person is not that smart or not that useful or is gonna bore me or is gonna take my energy and is not gonna give me anything in return. So I'm done with this person and I'm not gonna be friends with them. And we make that judgment pretty quickly as INFJ. You know, we go into it and instantaneously I have this thing. Whenever I meet a new person, I'm like, yeah, not that this is not gonna be a long-term thing. And so instantaneously what happens to me is that I stop paying attention to this person, what they're saying, what they're doing, who they are, etc. And I really don't like that about myself because I think I'm really being unkind in that moment, extremely unkind in that moment. And I don't want to be that person. I really don't, guys. I really don't want to be that person anymore, at least. I've done that a lot in the past. And so as I said, I'm trying to be more open, even if I take 10 minutes to be with this person and really keep myself open during that time and try to learn something from the person, even though I might think they have nothing to teach me, or just be with a person just because he or she's a human being, and that's what humans do. We spend time with each other, we interact with each other, we're connected to each other, right? And so I started realizing that I don't want to be this kind of person anymore. And so again, I had opportunities, many opportunities at this festival, where people would come up to me, mostly men, obviously, a couple of women, but mostly men. Not bragging here, but a lot of, because men are more, I think, more less shy about meeting other people and also approaching other people. I think it's inbuilt in them. Maybe women are not so much, but and I was like, I'm gonna remain open. I'm not gonna dismiss this person completely, utterly, just because I met them and they don't seem like my kind of person. Yeah. I was trying to realize that there are a lot of different kinds of people on this planet, a lot of different types of people on this planet, And every person has something to teach me, no matter what it might be, even though I might think, I don't think so. But I tried very hard to remain open. And, you know, I was dancing a couple of times and men would come up to me and ask me a couple of questions about who I was and where I was from. And a lot of times the conversation started with, oh, so where are you from? And I'd be like, well, originally I'm from India, because that's what I usually say. Because people, when I say I lived in Canada for the last 20 years, they're like, well, but you're not Canadian. And I'm like, you're right. And I'm not Canadian, I'm originally from India. I'm Canadian Indian, if you want to say. But that just takes too long. So I'm like, yeah, I'm originally from India. You can kind of guess that I went to other countries after that. And so it always starts off like that. Oh, I love India. You know, I want to go to India, et cetera, et cetera. So the conversation goes off like that. And then as soon as that happens, I kind of get bored of the conversation already. I'm like sitting there thinking or standing there thinking, yeah, this is a very typical thing for most people to say. And as soon as someone says very typical things, very common things, I'm just like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's nice. But this time around, I was like, all right, let's be open. Let's try. And not dismiss this person just because they said something common. I probably say a lot of common things as well. So I was like, all right, yeah. And then I tried to remain interested. I was like, oh, that's great. Have you ever been there? You know, what do you like about it? And what do you think about food? And blah, blah, blah. You know, I just kept on going on and on and on and asking them questions and letting them ramble about things that matter to them. And I noticed that even though it was a little bit difficult for me, I'm out of practice with this stuff. I don't do this normally. I don't remain open. As soon as I'm done with a person, I'm done with a person. And this is a very typical INFJ thing to do. And so it's like I realized after this weekend, after the fact that I was doing this and I was trying to remain open and I was trying to not judge the person right away and dismiss them and walk away, I noticed that I felt a lot better about it. You know, I thought in my head I wasn't being cruel anymore. Because I think that's what I think of myself as a cruel person when I dismiss the person right away without trying to engage with them, without trying to learn from them, without just being with them as just a human being. They're a human being, I'm a human being, we're both here, we're both trying to interact with each other. There's a lot of fear on both sides because it's hard to go up to a strange person and have a conversation. And so they're doing this. They're opening themselves up to me, and I should try, and I want to try, to remain open to that person as well. It's so important to me. I've been noticing that this is something that's been coming up a lot for me because I really don't like myself when I dismiss the person right away without giving them a chance. And not even one chance, one or two chances, maybe three chances even, and just remain open to the idea. Perhaps they're shy at first, but then they warm up to you and they start telling you all these interesting things. And you're like, wow, this person is really fascinating. I'm so glad I started talking to them. I'm so glad I'm able to interact with them and perhaps even be friends with them in the future, right? And so unless you keep yourself open in that regard, I'm not saying to be open to toxic people or anything like that, but in general, try to remain open to people and say, okay, cool. So this person, I don't know anything about them. I know I've put them into a box and I think that they're going to be boring or not fun or not interesting. But what I'm going to try and do this time around is I'm going to try and remain open to the idea that they might be interesting. They might teach me something new. They might show me something new. They might show me a different part of the world that I've never seen before through my imagination and through the conversation. And so I think that way INFJs will keep on bringing more and more new interesting things and people into their life. And also will remain open to the world in general and will remain open to the reality of the world in general right now in this moment in time, rather than always escaping to our head and our imaginations and running away from the real world, which is what I usually do. Is like when I start feeling like conversation is boring, I'll just start imagining in my head the mangas I'm reading about or imagining different scenarios and run away from the present situation. And really, that's, I think in my opinion, is a negative thing. I want to remain in the real world. I want to be here. I want to be open. I want to listen. I want to hear. I want to be alive here right now in this moment. And so that's really important to me. This has been very important to me this year. And perhaps you guys are already really good at it. And if you are, awesome. You know, I commend you on that. I am terrible at it. And so I hope that if you're already good at it, that you will give us some tips on how you do it. And if you're not good at it, I hope that you'll take this as a reminder from the universe to be open and to remain open, despite the fact that this person might seem annoying, boring, whatever, to you at first. Because you don't know. People do surprise me all the time. all the time. And so I just want to keep myself open to the idea that people might surprise me, will surprise me, and they might turn out to be something different than what I pegged them as in the beginning of our interaction. So I hope this makes sense. I hope that if you guys have any questions about this, you will comment below and ask me, and I will do a further video. And again, if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.